you've got a new addition to the CHEMA website.
That's correct. In the last 3 weeks, we have released a new program that will provide growers a great resource in identifying psyllid hotspots throughout the state and under the 38 established CHEMAs.
This will be how specific?
It goes down to the level of the township ranging section, TRS, so that's basically 1 square mile. The scouting data that's been available from USDA and FDEC has been available on the CHEMA website, and currently it's just a spreadsheet. We were looking for a more visual way to express the data. The new program breaks down the spreadsheet to each individual TRS and all the 38 different CHEMAs, and the breakdown shows an average psyllid count for each of those TRSs. So there could be 5 blocks being scouted within one TRS, and the program will total the counts of those 5 blocks and create an average for that TRS. And the TRSs are also color-coded and also show trends from the cycle that's currently being viewed to the one that is prior to that.
Tell us again what a TRS is.
TRS stands for Township Ranging Section. It's kind of how the state's laid out in a grid, the township being the biggest section, and then range, and then the section itself is the smallest area. Usually it's about 1 square mile, somewhere in the range of 620 to 650 acres.
How will this benefit growers then with this new addition to the program?
Growers will be able to identify areas around their areas of production where there are hotspot areas. You won't be able to identify it down to the exact specific grove, but you will be able to identify it down to, say, a 640 acre range on average. And so within that area, there might be a grove or two with high psyllid counts, and hopefully the growers within the area can identify that and address the increasing psyllid pressure in those areas.
And I know many growers who are already in CHEMAs know where this is. Tell us where this website can be found.
The website address is www.flchema.org.
Anything else that growers ought to know for the control of the psyllids that spread HLB that we haven't already discussed regarding this program?
If you're going to be in the citrus industry right now, you have to control psyllids, and the best way to do that is via the CHEMA program in our area-wide pest management strategies.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.